Okay, baby. Here's your magic pillow. Is that too hot? Okay. Cool. How are you feeling? You're still pretty warm. Did you already take an Advil? How long ago? Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'll set an alarm for when you can take another one. Do you need anything else? Well, I'm just gonna go get started on the soup. Oh, baby. Come here. Let me give you a good squeeze before I go make the soup. Come on, here, baby. Closer. Closer. I know. You're so cute. No, absolutely not. You have to lay in bed. Baby, you gotta get some rest. You know, usually those puppy dog eyes work wonders on me. But you need to eat. So I'm gonna go make this soup for you. Okay, well, whenever you feel well enough to eat, you can eat. But at least it'll be there. And while it's still simmering, I'll come back and cuddle you. Okay? Okay. Love you, baby. I love you so, so very much. That's why I married you. Okay. Do you need anything else? Well, if I leave the door open, I might wake you up with all my cooking noises. Okay, I'll leave it open just a bit. Okay? And if you need me, you can just yell. Or text me. Love you. You'll love my life.
sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, she traffic is terrific. Mm-hmm.
baby. I'm back. How you feeling? Were you able to get some sleep? I've got the soup simmering on low for a bit. But it should be ready to eat in about, like, half an hour. Or whenever you're hungry. No rush. It's a chicken noodle soup my mom used to make whenever the whole house got sick. And just like, I don't know, because there's so many of us. If one person got sick, usually everybody got sick. Or at the very least, it's pretty similar. You know, my mom didn't really use recipes, so I don't know exactly how she did it. So it's pretty much from memory. But yeah. Want me to tell you about it? I brought you a clementine, so let me just peel it for you. So there's fennel, carrot, which I cut into these cute little hearts. You'll see them later. Some celery, ginger, onion, garlic, lots of garlic, and some chilies. And essentially, I caramelize the onions for a bit. Then I add the rest of the veg and let it sweat a bit. You let it cook low and slow so that all the water kind of comes out. And then I use a veg stock to deglaze the pot. But if I was being really bougie, I would have made my own veg stock, but it's, you know, out of the box. Hopefully that's okay with you. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it true to how my mom did it. I used a rotisserie chicken. And if I was being extra, you know, bougie, like I said, I would have used some chicken thighs and then cooked them before doing the veg and all that. And then I would have added it back in as it was simmering. So I got the rotisserie chicken, shredded the skin, shredded all the meat, and threw the bones in there. I added some honey and some sesame oil. And now I got it all cooking down. Here. Say ah. How is it? Good. Now, just like the cooking will allow the meat to get softer and all the minerals and whatever's in the bones can leach into the soup. Want another one? Yeah. Say, yeah, I don't know, like a collagen, you know, or whatever the good stuff in bones is. Calcium. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just a cook, not a scientist. And I set a timer, so it's all good. Yeah. You want me to cuddle you? Yeah. I'd love to hold you for a bit. Of course, baby.